New acquisition yesterday, Aqib Talib, cornerback from Tampa Bay, along with a 7th-round pick for a 4th-round pick, and one of his new teammates, Patrick Chung, joining us. You told us you're going to go practice last week and then you're going to maybe play in London, and all of a sudden we find out you didn't make the trip. You lied to us, Patrick Chung.
I didn't lie to you. I said I was going to try my hardest to get out there. I did, but I was working, man. Looking better.
What's that like for you when you're, you know, you're home? I mean, obviously, you know, you're dealing with hurricane issues, but you're watching your team, you know, out in London, sitting on your couch. I mean, what's that like for you?
It sucks, but I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, just got to keep working, just try to get out there.
All right, you guys acquire Aqib Talib now from Tampa Bay. I'm not sure how familiar you are with him. What can you say about him as a cornerback?
He's good. I mean, he's a playmaker, man. He's a big guy, too. He's a big corner. He has speed. He has range. And he can catch the ball. He's a very good player.
Your physical safety. Do you appreciate a cornerback like a Talib who's real physical, Patrick? You watch him, and he just jams guys up front. You have a similar physical style.
That's definitely going to help our defense. I mean, having a physical corner and, you know, a guy out there that will tackle, jam receivers, and, you know, disrupt their routes is definitely going to help our team.
You know, he comes with, I guess you could say, some baggage. There's no question about it, but Bill has shown before that he's not afraid to bring some guys in if they can help the team win. What is it like when someone like this comes in with that kind of history on your team? Is there that leader? Is there that voice that gets to him and says, hey, listen, this is our goal. This is our mission. Does someone sit down and talk to him?
I don't really pay attention to him. Man, he's my team. Get here, we're going to get ready to play some ball, man. He's a good player. He's going to help our team. Bill wouldn't bring him here for no reason, so that stuff, man. He's here to play football. We're going to play the football.
We talk a lot with you about communication, Patrick. When you put a new player into that secondary, new to the team, how do you speed up the communication process? You've talked about how important that is, and with the new guy in the mix, do you do anything different in terms of talking about the defense, how to communicate on the field?
Oh, no, man. You just got to do everything the exact same, man. Now it's just a new guy in the room, just have to pick up on it a little faster. But, no, I don't think it'd be a problem, man. I think he's coming in here ready to play and ready to learn so he can be on the field and help us.
You know, one thing I think he does do is help that versatility in the defensive backfield, because you got a guy in Devin McCourty that seems very natural in that safety position, and now you can either leave him there due to some injuries, maybe, you know, even though you and Gregory are out there working on the field, maybe he can stay back there, maybe he can slide back to corner. How valuable is it just to have a guy like Devin McCourty that can do either?
Oh, depth is very good. Versatility is very good also. So it's whatever coach wants to do, man, whatever he does is definitely better for the best for the team, and whatever is going to help the team win. So, I mean, we have a lot of situations, but it is what it is. Just got to ball out, just play good football, and, you know, just go from there.
There's very few trades made at the football deadline. In baseball, you know, players talk about, Patrick, when a trade is made, the clubhouse is excited about it because it shows that the ownership is invested in this team. They want to win this year. Have you talked to your teammates? Is there an excitement about adding a player with this sort of talent to that group?
Oh, I actually just heard about it today, man. So, we don't pay attention to that stuff, man. Just guy comes in, just ready to play football. I mean, it's very simple. You know, we're not coming here to hear all whatever that person has gone through. You know, we're bringing them here to play some ball.
It seemed as though on Sunday with St. Louis, and maybe, you know, they weren't taking shots deep, and maybe that was because guys were all covered up. But that has been one issue, I think, with this secondary, this defense, is the long ball getting beat by the deep ball. It was Chris Givens early on. Tavon Wilson gets burned. But in sitting down and watching film, were there adjustments that were made, or did you see them just not taking shots?
I mean, it could be a mixture of things. I mean, just not taking shots, or where everybody's covered, or, you know, we make a play on the ball. And every play has a different situation. So I can't just say it's just one thing. It's just a mixture of things, and it just worked out for us.
You saw again on Sunday Chandler Jones had a sack, a 17-yard loss. You've had a chance to see this guy now for half a season. As a rookie, what have you seen from him up front in this Patriot defense?
He's good. He's good, and he's still out there having fun. He's playing football and having fun, and that's what football should be about. So he's loving it right now, and we're loving it too because he's making some plays for us.
How are you planning for? I know you're trying to get back in the field. What's the schedule here during the bye week? Do you travel? Do you stay around this area? What are you going to do?
Oh, no, I'm hanging out, man. Chilling with a little man, chilling out, just getting ready to go, man.
You can say you're getting ready for Oregon USC. Just say it.
Ooh, you already know, baby. That's that Halloween game everybody's waiting for, man.
That is a huge game from a BCS standpoint. A lot of people want your team to lose on Saturday. You realize that, right?
I know. People are hating us, man, but it's all good. You know, when you you can't be the best without haters, so it's all good.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the bye week, Patrick, and we'll talk to you next week.
No worries, man. I'll see you.
Right. Patrick Chung.